Good to see you all.
Good to be.
Thank you all. Thank you, brother, for the invite. You have your Bibles. What a book. I've always said it about 1,000 times. That's the only book on earth that when you open it up and read it, the author's present. Nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. Nothing like it. Nothing like it. I was just thinking about the way things is going. It's exciting. Man's trying to work out a way to get around God. I come across this little deal the other day. I'll read to you. I'm not the best reader, so I'll read slow where you can kind of get it. What mankind wants to do is to work out his own history according to his ideas of how to do it. He cannot tolerate God interfering, not even once, in his vocation. So the book can be ignored while man works out his own history without reference to the book. Today's day. Then, a ghastly trick is played on man by the author of the book. Man's history turns out to match the book exactly. After the book tells man how it will turn out. Now, you can't beat that. Many, many, many years, I've said it over and over, most of you have too, that every human being on this earth lives by this book. Now, we think about it in a positive way, positive or negative. Every man lives by this book. Every woman, every family lives by this book. May not never open it, you'll live by the book. You reject it, you're going to live by the book. You accept it, you live by the book. It's just the way it is. Woo, what a savior. I was reading this morning over in Isaiah chapter 28, actually it's 33 here. 33, I got 28, that's another chapter, I'm going to get to that. In Isaiah 33, verse 14, part of that verse says, who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? I look over the crowd for just a few minutes here. Sometime I go out with different ones to go with us out on the street. Grandson, I told him here a while back, I said, son, all these cars driving by, 99% of them, these people, are going to hell. You say, well, that's offensive. You're not going to offend me by telling me I'm going to hell. The first thing I would ask is, why would you say that? Then I would check myself out. Then, in a few minutes, I'd be shouting glory to God because I know where I'm going. It won't bother me in the least. The covenants. I was reading in, that's where it's at in Isaiah 28:18 also. It says, and your covenant with death shall be disannulled. And your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then you shall be trodden down by it. Now, if you look in your Bible, you know when it deals in there, if you take that chapter of the trodding down, that's yet in the future. And there's applications you can make in the past, but that's not doctrinally. You're dealing with like Malachi chapter 4, and that's a different man. We're not preaching on that. All right, now then, just for a few minutes this morning, I've got most of these verses written down, so if you want to follow along, that's fine. It's going to be verses that you're very familiar with. And I just want to say this morning. I know this is not exactly, it's a positive negative all the way through. It's the way it is. That's what runs your car. That's what runs your brain. You got to have that positive, you got to have that negative charge to keep you going, and so on. And just wanted to bring something here. This is what the Lord laid on my heart. What if you go to hell? Somebody said, well, it's the easiest thing in the world to go to hell. I disagree with that if you want to know the truth. And that's your business if you want to say that to people. That's fine. But I want us to just look for a few minutes this morning in the Word of God. In Matthew chapter 20, verse 28, he said, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. I look in the Word of God and I find that Jesus Christ gave himself a ransom for every man. Every man. I'm not a Calvinist. Every man. Every man, every woman, every boy and every girl, Jesus Christ gave you and offered you a ransom. What is a ransom? A ransom is a price that is paid for the redemption of a prisoner. You say, well, I ain't no prisoner. I'm not captive of any man. You do greatly err not knowing the Scripture. The Bible makes it very clear that you're taken captive by the devil at his will. If you're not saved, you are his. What an awful condition you're in. But see, the positive is that Jesus Christ, he offers you a ransom. And it's paid in full by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And that death sentence. You said, I ain't sentenced to nothing. You're going to live by this book, or you're going to and die by this book, whether you like it or not. Bible makes it plain. I'll read this verse to you. We quote John 3:16 a lot. All of us do that. And you love that verse. And thank God for it. But right on down, just a verse or two, it says this. He that believeth, that's verse 18, he that believeth on him is, now I am very poor when it comes to English, is not condemned. Now, if you English majors and you know one word from the other, you realize that that is present tense. Is not condemned. I'm not condemned right now. If you're not saved, if you're not saved by the grace of God, watch this though. But he that believeth not, here it comes that word again, is condemned already. You're under condemnation as I speak. If you're not saved by the grace of God, you're condemned. You say, I'll be condemned one day if I don't ever try. No, you're condemned now. Now. But Jesus offers a ransom. Paid in full. In one society. I don't know what, of course this has been years ago. I like to read that old stuff. But when a man went into court, and all the papers was laid out before him, and so on and so forth, and he was condemned for something, whatever it was, you know, tried, and he come up that he was not guilty. They would take that paper outside the court. Outside the court, there was a pole, and they would take those papers and nail them to that pole so that anybody could come by, could say that he was found not guilty. My dear friend, Jesus Christ hang on a cross. And, and old brother McFadden is not guilty. Amen. You say, well, you mean you don't ever do anything wrong? Oh, good night. Ask my wife. But anyway, I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you, boys and girls, moms and daddies, if you're not saved, you're condemned now, but the ransom has been paid. It's been paid. The Bible says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. The Bible says, Matthew 9:13 said, for I am not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. If you go to hell, I'm going to say this. If you go to hell, you're going to go to hell with Jesus seeking you. He's after you. He's on your trail. You say, what did that mean? That means the Holy Ghost of God. Did you ever hear of Holy Ghost conviction? Now I'm going to be a smart aleck now, so hang on. I know in these last days, when it's this repeated prayer, everybody want to go to heaven? Oh yeah. Repeat this prayer. And you want to go to hell? That's one of the fastest ways I know of. It takes the Holy Spirit of God. You remember when you was under conviction? You say, I don't know what it means. Do you remember when you realized that you was a sinner going to hell? Do you realize that? Do you remember that? That was a great day in my life. I couldn't hardly sleep that night. Had a miserable day the day before I got saved. But that is one of the ways that I know that I'm saved, is because of the dealing of the Holy Ghost of God on me. Amen, amen, amen. Well, you say, what did he show you? I was a sinner. What did he show you? I was going to hell. And that no works, no baptism, no church joining, and none of that is going to get you there. You say, well, I'm a member of White Oak Baptist Church. That's commendable. I love my pastor. That's commendable. He baptized me. That's commendable. I'm always here. That's commendable. I pay tithes and offering. That's commendable. But if you ain't born again, you're going to hell. You'll go to hell from White Oak Baptist Church right on this pew. I don't know of a thing any worse on God's earth than going to hell from a pew where a King James Bible is preached. I don't know any worse. All right. The Bible makes it very plain in the book of Romans chapter 5 verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace, praise God, with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. If you go to hell, you're going to go where there is weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth and no peace. No peace. When you get to thinking about it today, if you're not saved by the grace of God, you don't have any peace right now. You say, well, I can hoop and holler and run with the best of them. That's fine. I mean, praise God. Amen. But my dear friend, I ain't going to get you to heaven. And that, in that void, that vacuum in there, that peace, that joy that was talked about last night. You say, I don't even know what you're talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm telling you. You got to be born again for that to happen. We've been through a lot of things through the years and so on and so forth, and I'll not get into that, but that joy never left me. That peace never left me. Never. Not one time, brother. Not one time. All right. So if you go to hell, you're going to go to hell, what a place where that there is weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, and man, there's not going to be any peace. Gnashing of teeth. Gnashing of teeth. What is gnashing of teeth? I looked it up in dictionary. Gnashing. It's G-N-A-S-H-I-N-G. I wrote it down so I'd know how to spell it. Gnashing. It means striking the teeth together in rage and pain. Grinding the teeth. You say, well, in hell. Yes, in hell. You say, what? You mean in hell I'm going to have teeth? In hell you've got eyes. You got a nose. You got a taste. You got a tongue. You got hands, legs, feet, and everything. You say, where in the world do you get this stuff? Did you ever try? Now, just try this. Luke 16. Say, you're a smart aleck. Yeah, I want you to get Luke 16. You got a man that dies and goes to hell. He can see. He can feel. He's got feelings. He got a concern for his brethren and all of that right there in hell. You say, where's he at now? Did he burn up? No, he's still there. He's going to be brought up one of these days. And my dear friend, he'll stand before God at the white throne. What an awful thing. Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. Jesus didn't know any sin. That we might be made the righteousness, glory to God, of God in him. Jesus Christ imputed. He put that on my account when I got saved. Glory to God. It ain't my righteousness. It's his righteousness. Now, do you have that? You say, I'm a pretty good boy. I'm a pretty good girl. But is it his righteousness? Is it a show? Is it hypocrisy? Boy, Jesus dealt with the hypocrites. How do I deal with that one? Mercy. Well, you say, I go to church, and I've done all kinds of stuff. Well, it takes the blood of Jesus Christ to get you in, if you want to know the truth. In the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse 4, it says, who gave himself, talking about Jesus, of course, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Savior. Hey, Jesus Christ offered deliverance. I've been delivered. It was a delivery. Now, when Mother delivered me 74 years ago, the doctor said there ain't no hope. People have been saying that through the years. But I want to tell you something. The doctor said, there's no more I can do. I think he's gone. He laid me across mom's breast. And she said, well, that was it. And she began to cry. And then she felt me begin to move. And I've been moving ever since. Glory to God. The doctor delivered me. And God gave me life. And by the way, I had life for that. You do understand. That was just a little. All right. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, my dear friend, has given me life. He's given me His breath. He's given me the Holy Spirit who lives inside of me. I've been born into the family of God. I'm in the body of Jesus Christ. And you can't get me out. Amen. Amen. If you think you get into the body of Christ by water baptism, I feel sorry for you. We come from Church of Christ territory. They'll use the same verses you do and prove that water baptism puts you in the church. Man. I have a good time with them folks. All right. So if you go to hell, my dear friend, rejecting God's deliverance, you are, my friend, in a terrible, terrible mess. You need to be released from that captivity we was talking about a while ago, where the devil taking you captive by him at his will. In the book of Galatians, the Bible says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Jesus Christ became a curse. Do you know what a curse is? I looked that one up too. A curse. What is a curse? And I'll find it here in just a minute because I wrote it down here on this page somewhere. But my dear friend, it's a curse. It's given over to destruction. That's one of the definitions. So you're cursed. You say, what caused that? In Adam, all die. But by one man, the Lord Jesus Christ, my dear friend, you can have life. You can have peace. You can have joy. That was talked about last night. And by faith, you can look up to Him. You say, what's faith? Well, faith, according to the Word of God, the Bible says right in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, that without faith it's impossible to please Him. Faith is not something you get up here and you pray till you get this hoochie-coochie feeling. Faith, my dear friend, according to the Word of God, in Hebrews chapter 11, about verse 7, talks about Noah. Noah being warned of God. There's the Word of God. Moved with fear. Prepared an ark to the saving of his house. What did he do? He heard the Word. Acted on the Word. You said, that's what I got to do? That's what you got to do. Act on the Word of God. So I don't feel like it. You don't have to feel like it. Do it. Just do it. You said, I never heard nothing like that all my life. Well, that's the way it is. This is the way it is. And you said, I've heard that before. All right, good. All right, in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, it tells us if you, and making it very plain, if you go to hell after what Jesus done for you, my dear friends, surely you deserve it. You deserve it. And how that Jesus Christ, my dear friend, for the joy that was set before Him, despised the shame. He did it. What for? For that joy. You. That's beyond me, man. That's beyond me. To look and think about a filthy mess like this, and then Jesus Christ saving me, and there's rejoicing in heaven 58 years ago when I got saved. That's beyond me. That's just beyond me. I can't figure that out, save my life. And the angels running bases, that's beyond me. You just forget that. I can't figure that out. Can't figure it out. In the book of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, it says, who His own self bear our sins in His own body on the tree. In the book of 1 Peter 3:18 it says, for Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God. Hallelujah. So if you go to hell, you will have to suffer forever for sins already paid for. And you want to pay for them? Help yourself. You have an opportunity. You reject Jesus. You reject that Redeemer. You reject Him. My dear friend, you'll have the opportunity to pay your own way. But after billions of years suffering in that horror of hell fire, my dear friend, boys, girls, moms, and daddies, you'll never get that debt paid for. That is a debt you will never pay. You will never pay for it. One of the amusing things that I have, that I do, I got a little deal on my phone and talking about the angry earth. Punch it in. It's just one volcano and earthquake after another. This whole earth is just groaning and belching out fire. You say, where did that all come from? Our great God is enlarging hell for you if you ain't saved by the grace of God. You say, man, I better get born again. Yes, you had. Run to the Savior. Run to the Savior. You say, man, I believe it. I believe if I wind up in hell, let's get burned up. I'll show you the King James Bible. Let's give you the verses. In the book of Revelation, chapter 19, you got the beast, false prophets, and all them being cast into the lake of fire, right? You go, my dear friend, in chapter 20, you got a 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ. 1,000 years. I don't believe in 1,000 years. That's the reason why he wrote it 6 times in 1 chapter. Amen. All right. At the end of that, you're going to find that there's, he talks about the lake of fire again. And guess who is still there burning? That false prophet, the beast, false prophet, and all that. They say the word is are. Not or, are. They're still there. You ain't going to burn up. You ain't going to burn up. You must be born again. I am not a singer, and I'm shutting up. I just thought that's what the Lord wanted me to show you. There's other things. I hope that you'll run for refuge. Right? But one refuge. God put out those cities of refuge in the Bible. A lot of good pictures there. But my dear friend, there's one refuge that you can go to. And my dear friend, you won't have to worry about staying for a few years and then getting out. You'll be there forever and forever and forever and forever. Now listen carefully. This old, old, old song. I don't sing it, but listen to the words. Oh, the judgment day is coming. What an awful day it will be. Christ forever is my refuge. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Oh, lost sinner, when the world's on fire. You mean this ain't going to burn? Yeah, you ought to read 2 Peter. Don't you want God's bosom for to be your pillow? Hide me over on the rock of ages. Rock of ages, cleft for me. At the sounding of the trumpet, at the dawning of the day, worldly pleasures with their treasures shall forever pass away. Oh, lost sinner, you be crying for that home you'll never see. But the ransom will be crying, rock of ages, cleft for me. Oh, lost sinner, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom for to be your pillow? Hide me over on the rock of ages. Rock of ages, cleft for me. What a Savior. You're not saved. Come. Come to Jesus. I did 58 years ago. God changed our family and changed our house into a home. Praise the Lord.